Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Morena Alice, kei te pihi a koe.
Kei te pai, all is well.
Gosh. It is nice to see you.
We had an extra day in the weekend, did we use it?
Why don't we always have that, honestly?
Truly, what is
it's a dream.
We should celebrate Labor Day and really consider what it is to imbue a four-day working week in our lives, you know?
Hard out.
Let's just be reminded of those that fell fighting for a weekend.
Amen. Literally. That's what we were talking about yesterday. That is why Labor Day exists.
Yeah.
You know, celebrate the 40-hour work week, which...
No one wants to celebrate that anymore. We're like, give me a 30-hour week maximum.
Yeah.
Truly. I'm more efficient. And now that I work from home, I actually am more efficient with my workflow management.
We're not alone in the studio this morning. Would you like to introduce our guest today, Alice?
Yeah, I'd love to talk about the working week, but absolute pleasure to be joined by Nadi Freeman, aka Misleading, who we're here to talk about your work, Another Universe.
Woohoo. Morena, thank you for having me.
I love that I said universe, even though that's not actually what it is. It's another universe. Nadia and I were just actually having a little kiki before the show about the show debuting live in Edinburgh Fringe, and you're back premiering it. It's first New Zealand show, live show.
Yes, yeah.
In Auckland. Talk to us about Another Universe. Where did the seed of this show come from?
I think it just comes from having regrets about life, wishing I'd made other choices, and sometimes just also looking back and thinking, oh, really glad I didn't make that choice.
Right.
And then thinking about what the stories would have been for those choices had they been made.
Ah, oh, that's a bit of a sliding doors, Gwyneth Paltrow
yep.
kind of view.
Yeah.
So this is really interesting. Are you a person who lives a life of regret, or are you more someone that sort of valiantly like runs headfirst into the choices you've made going, yes, I did it all right?
Oh, no, I definitely have regrets, but I think... this has been a good reflection, and I think I'm in the best universe. I mean,
that's
I think
good.
Overall, yeah. This universe is probably the failing one. We've got rising sea levels and global pandemics happening, but for me personally, I'm happy with my choices.
Nice.
Yeah, great. We love that.
I'm sure there's some parallel worlds out there where it's all going right for the planet,
yeah,
you know?
It's all car pie. But my life stinks.
Yeah. Damn it. Get me off this boat. I think this is a really gorgeous provocation for not only a show, but as artists, how we might dream of these parallel universes or concurrent existences happening in real time all together.
Nice, Alice.
It's so beautiful.
It's quite a cathartic process too, because you can start to sort of become at peace with the decisions you've made.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, as you were crafting this show and generating it, like, did you find moments of spiraling or actually feeling more reaffirmed in the choices you had made?
Yeah, sometimes. And sometimes I thought, oh, that could be nice. But yeah, I think the big thing was this, because the whole show is, the dialogue's entirely in poetry, and poetry is very personal, usually about lived experience. So I had to write the poems as if they were as equally personal to me, even though I hadn't experienced those things.
Yeah.
So it involved a lot of research and just a lot of just trying to be inside a different person. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, again, a gorgeous provocation of writing from another perspective as if it was your own experience. That's fabulous. Now, you come from that poetry, music, multi-disc world. Why choose theatre for a show like this? Why might this not have been, you know, a collection of gorgeous poems in a book?
Yeah, well, I guess my poems kind of live a bit better when they're performed and get to be heard, and I think it makes poetry accessible when you move to stage.
Yeah.
This show is actually a book as well. I've because it reads as a story. After the show, I'm selling, or online, I'm selling books called Another Universe. But I think. And I think changing it from just stand-up and doing poems to theatre, just because I wanted to bring people into the universe so they can feel it and be a part of it. And it's fun, bringing in visuals and sound design as well. It just makes it... the challenge is cool.
Yeah, and so you do have a practice as a sonic artist. Is that what's the best way to describe your practice currently?
I think I just do a little bit of everything.
Yeah, gorgeous.
ADHD life. I'm a musician as misleading, and I'm poetry, and I guess I've become a bit of a producer now. I've helped produce a podcast called The Eastern Sound Stories through Radioactive FM.
Oh, cool.
And I've run a few performance arts installations through Performance Arcade in Wellington, and yeah, it just keeps going on. It's so fun.
Yeah,
I do love it, and I also love that these practices sort of collide and they probably rub up against each other. I'm sure you find frustrations and also liberations, say in music, that you can't or find in theatre and vice versa.
Yeah, definitely.
So then talk to me about who are the kinds of people that you want to come to the show. Who is the show for?
I mean, I think anyone can enjoy this show because it's a story. It's not just for people who love poetry.
Yeah.
I think once you start to get the rhythm of it, anyone can enjoy what's happening in the story. And the story has a bit of everything. It's funny, it's sad, it's definitely got political points that it's making as well. So I think if you want to be entertained, you can come. If you want to have something that makes you think a little bit more about a society and how and the things that we do regarding feminism, war, sexuality, then this is also a show for you as well.
It's nice. I think now we're sort of in a position where work's about the pandemic. We're still in it. We're still feeling it. We're still, you know, catching it, lots of people. So it's not done. But it's sort of feeling a little bit more like we have a little bit of time between that real sticky period and where we are now. How does it feel to be, I guess, working through those things as a performer, as an artist, as someone who, like everyone else in the world, has experienced it?
I think our role is to actually remind people that we've gone through a lot. The show's actually, the protagonist is in the middle of the pandemic, which was my experience, I guess, in the UK, of packing up and just leaving my life behind and returning to the UK. It was just reminding people that they've actually been through trauma. It's a really big deal what we've gone through, and because we've all collectively gone through it, we've normalized it. But and all the art that I saw that I thought was really helpful were the ones that sort of reflected on how strange it is that we were all inside our homes for such a long time, particularly here in Auckland. And just to be like, okay, that was weird, we're all going through it, but let's look at that.
Totally.
I do think it's a really interesting way to for people to dream. You're actually offering a different way. You know, I've seen a lot of what a future focused, you know, let's look forward and then think backwards. Whereas you're actually, it's a way to think what if, but having looking back, you know, in some ways, which I think is a really unique way for us to dream, which is ultimately the invitation for the audience, right, is a what if kind of mindset, which is so powerful. Talk to me a little bit about some of the choices you've made in, you know, the sound, the AV, what stayed in the show. Like, what was the sort of, what was the beating drum for the decision making in making the show?
Oh, okay. I think it was probably just organically moved. I'm really lucky in that my husband and partner is a sound engineer and sound designer in theatre, so we actually worked a lot together on the development of that. But I think ultimately I still had some ideas about what I wanted, because I wanted people to feel like they were in the spaces.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I think it's important with sound design that maybe you don't even realise that there's sound effects happening in the background, but you just feel like you're there. So
totally.
Yeah.
That's a very nice way to think about it. What's the when, where, hows and whys? How do we get to this show? When's it happening?
It's at Basement Theatre. It starts tonight and goes through till Saturday at 6:30 every night. Wednesday night's actually a discount night.
Sick.
And you can get your tickets from Basement Theatre. I actually want to let you know about an offer that I have going as well. I think everyone should be able to access the arts regardless of their financial situation. So while there's student discounts, I'm actually, every night there'll be two tickets available for anyone who just doesn't have money for a ticket. And they can get that ticket simply by going to the website, choosing No Lack of Fun for lack of funds and putting in the code ARTSACCESS.
Awesome. Yeah. That's so great. Thank you so much, Nadia, for coming in this morning. Thank you very much to the wonderful Alice as well. Nice to have you back in the hot
gorgeous.
Seat.
Yes, and look, I'm already thinking about the choices I have made and what alternate universes my life occupies. It's so wonderful to talk to you about your practice, and all the best for the season.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here.
We're going to listen to a misleading track. This is Self-Help. You're on BFM.
Why are you poor? Work harder. Why are you fat? Work out. Why aren't you useful? Learn a skill. Why are you stupid? Read a book. Why aren't you better? Be better. Make more connections. Make more friends. Make time for yourself. Make time for people. Make space in your life. Make more time. Make more. More time. Self-help, why don't you help yourself? We could help you. We could help you. Make you better.
Stage direction with Alice Canton.